What's up, guys? From Gravel101.com. Let's get down to business. So, I'm still in my car, getting through some stop traffic, so figured I'd talk to you guys. Let's talk today about lease purchase programs again. And let's talk about the lack of focus on something that most lease purchase operators do not focus on. The second company. Yep, I said it. The second company. A lot of drivers out here. And again, I love when I say that. A lot of drivers. I say it all the time. A few of you gentlemen who happen to drive trucks. A few of you gents need to understand that when you're driving a truck, there's always opportunities that close and there's always opportunities that open. Every driver should have at least two companies in their back pocket. But not just companies. If you're a lease operator and you like being a lease operator and you don't plan to own your own truck, then you also should have that also in your back pocket. Another lease company. A company that you can get some backup for. A lot of guys worry about repairs. Right, get a company willing to finance you ahead of time for some major repairs. Yep, I said it's for some major repairs. Every driver, every person, every trucker, you need to be aware of how bad things can get. And if you leave yourself open to those bad things without options, you will drown in those problems that you didn't prepare for. You know, perfect example, what happens if you get a divorce? I've seen two truck drivers have to give up their leases because they got a divorce. I'm not saying you're going to get a divorce, but I'm saying maybe I will walk over, talk to a divorce attorney or an attorney, period, and figure out how can I protect my business so if I get a divorce, I don't have to turn around and get rid of my business. You know, obviously, when you get a divorce, the first thing you need to do is get some money for that new ex-wife you got. And hope she don't cost you as much as the back when she was your wife before she got that X mark, apparently, which is like a plus, or maybe it's just a multiplication symbol of how much money she gonna take out your ass, right? But prepare for that ahead of time. Have a backup lease company. You know, have a company that if something goes wrong with this lease company, I can go to this lease company. Find some people unaffiliated with your company, but maybe affiliated in a sense like, there's some lease companies that Snyder has, right? Snyder National, but you can also get a lease outside of Snyder, right? Find out about it. You know, research that stuff. But have backups is my point. Don't just depend on one group. What made me bring this up is one guy was telling me he wasn't approved at a trucking company. I think it was Warner. And so he's trying to get approved at another trucking company, and he did get approved, but they don't have the accounts he wants. So I guess I'm just screwed, huh? And I'm like, no, you're not. Why don't you turn around and go to a trucking company that, well, not a trucking company, but a lease purchase company that will finance you for a truck by yourself, right? And he goes, man, you can't do that. Have you researched it? I can tell you some guys out there. I told him about Jeffrey L. You can go online and check him out, YouTube. He's done that with his Volvo. There are a lot of guys out there who've done that. Right. It's not impossible. Right. But again, he's thinking of, you know, jumping from company to company instead of thinking of, you know, making it, as a lot of guys say, make trucking about you, thinking about these lease companies as just throwaways. You know, when you serve me, great. When you can't serve me, throw that ass away, get another lease company. Especially if that's all you want to do. There are guys out there who like being lease purchase operators. If you want to be a lease purchase operator, go ahead. You know, get you two or three lease companies. Get you some finance companies. Get you a bank or two. Go talk to a damn bank. You know, the amount of guys who, unless their company puts it in front of them, they just don't have the desire to do it, to make that effort, to have some backup companies. So, you know, get you a couple lease companies. And also, by the way, when I was having this conversation with the guy, he tried to tell me there's only one lease company or like one or two that really do truck drivers and you got to have experience. And it's all this shit people have put in your head. Dude, fuck what I say. Fuck anybody. Make some phone calls. All right. That's research is always going to trump anything anybody says on YouTube or anywhere. Make some phone calls. Right. But don't just, you know, I don't want to leave my company, but I got to go. No, you don't. You don't. There's always a way to work it out. You know, stay focused, stay positive, and stay and understand all you got to do is focus on winning. Because you're just focusing on losing. You're focusing, there's no way for me to make money. There's no way for me to get what I want. That's not going to make you any money, man. You know, that's like saying, I can't get a girlfriend. How many girls did you talk to today? Did you talk to 5, 15, 20? Right, somebody going to give you some pussy. I can guarantee that. I'm an ugly motherfucker. I can get some pussy. Right. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Check out my book, youtubetruckers.com, or go to truckdriverbooks.com. Talk to you later.